everything's kind of backwards tonight. Why are we doing things backwards? Nobody knows. And I was hoping by this point I would have figured it out, but I haven't, so you can go home. It's a joke. So this is a really weird vibe, having it everything kind of reversed. Does anybody else feel like really weird? Like you're in a tunnel or something? Maybe if everybody waved your hand around like this, you'd feel weird? No? Okay. I'm going to need 3 volunteers tonight. Thank you. 1. Let's get a... Do we have any seniors? Senior class? Class of 2006? Melody, you want to volunteer? Any other class of 2006? You're volunteering. You're going to be a special... panel. We're going to need 3 chairs up front. Somebody could jump on that ASAP. Anybody else? Anybody else? Any other senior? Dave Turan, you want to help out? No. You're junior. Oh, that's right. Liz, you want to? No. Okay. Anybody else who's not a senior? I wanted to give you guys time to shine. Leo, you want to? Come on, bro. Everybody give Leo a big hand. Here, we got a special seat here for you. All right. I'm going to need that chalkboard over here. I'm going to move over here a little bit more cuz I don't want to be next to those volunteers. It's a joke. Actually, what you guys are going to be doing is you're going to be helping me read verses tonight. So, got a couple of, you guys can just alternate. Thanks for doing that. Yes. So why are we doing things backwards tonight? We'll wait for him to finish so everybody can, yeah. We're kind of having to do things old school since we're not able to use the projector. So went ahead and had some things written down, but you really can't read them, so it's kind of pointless. But still, at least there's something there to look at other than me. Amen. So who's enjoying their spring break? 4 people? 5? That's cool. Anybody ready for school to start? Okay, so a couple people are enjoying spring break. So a couple weeks ago... This sounds really, really weird. It doesn't sound weird to you guys, right? It does? Coming from the back, the sound? It does sound weird to me. Does it still sound weird to you? It does to you? Well, as long as it sounds weird to Jonathan Reesop, then we know it sounds weird. Because, I mean, this is just like freaking me out. So a couple weeks ago, during worship... Justin Engler, everybody knows Justin Engler. He was leading worship. Some of us know Justin Engler better than others of us. I don't know what that means, but you can ask Joy about it after church. Oh. Oh, ouch. Justin was leading worship. Justin was leading worship, and some people were singing, and that was great. And what made me think about this was I actually heard people like singing, and for a second it kind of freaked me out. I was like, "What in the world? There's actually people singing during worship. What's going on here tonight?" You know, it kind of freaked me out. And so then I started thinking, "Wow, wouldn't it be cool if everybody else who was here was kind of entering in the same way that 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 of everybody else was?" And so. Then I started thinking, you know, this was all going off real quick, just in my mind as I heard people singing. I started thinking, well, a lot of people here are maybe new, and they've never really understood why it is that we're even singing in the first place. And so it might be kind of weird for them, all this singing for what? We don't know, because we've never been taught about it. So I thought, you know what, I should teach some time about like worship, you know, and that would be great. And then I thought, well, if I just, you know, teach on worship for 10 minutes and then dismiss everybody and then they go home, that's kind of lame. And so I thought, we'll do everything backwards. And so that's what we're doing. I'm going to teach on worship tonight, as you can see on the PowerPoint. And so like what I normally do when I want to know what something is or what I'm going to be talking about, I looked it up in the dictionary. And so that's what this is. These are the definitions of the things. Can you guys even read this at all? No? Glare? Does that help? No? No? Does this help? I don't know. Okay, so worship. I can't even read it here, so I'm just going to read it off the paper. The definition of worship is the feeling or expression of reverence and adoration for God. And so when I read that, I was like, well, I don't even know what half those words mean, especially like reverence or adoration. So I looked those up in the dictionary. And reverence, definition of that, is deep respect for something or someone. And then adoration, or to adore, means to love and respect someone deeply. And so the cool thing is that both reverence and adoration have deep in their definition. So worship could be defined as something deep. You know, it's not a surface thing that we do. It's more than just singing songs. It's something deeper than that, as you can see by these definitions. So I kind of, having a better understanding of what reverence and adoration was, coined my own definition of worship, and that was the expression of your feelings to God with an attitude of gratitude for what he's done for you. And that kind of rhymes there, and that's cute. I was really impressed when I came up with that. It only took me about 45 minutes. But I was in the bathtub, so it came a little quicker, you know. Anybody else get really good ideas in the bubble bath? Aaron's with me. Got a couple of cool guys who take bubble baths. So I'm going to be talking to you guys about two things. This is wild because normally I can see the clock, but now it's just everybody else staring at the clock, which is interesting. So I'm going to be talking about how we worship and why we worship. Okay? So everybody kind of has a clear definition of where we're going. So what are some ways that we worship? I'm going to ask my panel here of experts. Should I start with you, Leo? So at least you can get the good thing out of the way, the obvious answer. No? Okay. You'll start.
Singing.
Praying.
Dancing.
Dancing. Wow, that's a good one.
I hadn't even thought about that because, you know, normally when I think of dancing, it's, you know, something like this or, I don't know. You can look forward to more of that at Steven's wedding on Saturday. Don't know. I don't know what that was. Wow. I'm afraid to even, like, look up at you guys. I'm so embarrassed. So those are some ways that we worship. Singing, praying, it's kind of borderline, but it's good. Talking to God and dancing. You guys know the Hallelujah Hop? I know Crystal does it, but she's in heels, so I'm not gonna bring her up here tonight because I don't want her, like, I retired the Hallelujah Hop. No, it would be really I need like a Jewish beat, you know? You gotta have. It's not happening, folks. It's not happening tonight. I know, I'm sorry. You know, as a showman, I've learned you gotta leave the audience wanting. And so that's what this is. Actually, there's already a video of me doing the Hallelujah Hop online. If you visit my MySpace tonight, you'll see it. Not really. So those are some good ways we worship. Here's another way. Check this out. Let me paint a picture for you. All right, you guys ready? So what's like a story I talk about a lot in youth group? Adam and Eve, right? I always seem to be going back to that for a number of reasons. It's just a story I like. It's something I like to think about. The garden is a good thing, fun times. But one of the reasons I always like to use that story is because that's the first interaction between God and man. So we can learn a lot and read a lot into what's, you know, how about God and about man by just looking at that story. So in the garden, God created man, right? And he created man to worship him, right? Right, that's everybody on the same page with me? But there aren't really any records in the Bible of, like, what did I do with my Bible? I used it as a ping pong paddle. Anyway, as a record, there's no record in the Bible of Adam and Eve like having a song service, right? There's no, like, they got together and sang Shout Shout for Joy, you know? There's none of that. Or I've Got the Victor Living in Me. Great songs. None of that in Genesis. So how did Adam and Eve worship God? Served him. It's good. Anybody else? Panel? This is my hot shot. Dancing? What? Pat the pigeons? One of the ways that Adam and Eve worship God is by obeying God, by doing what he said, by taking care of the garden. Unfortunately, they didn't keep obeying God, and that's why we're here today with clothes and all the downsides of their sin. One of the ways that they worship God is by obeying him in their actions, and that's a way that we can worship God. And that's what some people call a lifestyle of worship, is that every day we live our lives according to what God has said. And one of the best ways to obey God is to actually know what he said. And it's really hard a lot of times to obey him if we don't stay in this book, right? Right. What's another way we can worship God through obedience? We could obey our parents. That's a way. That's actually when you do what your parents say, because God in the Bible says to obey your parents, you're actually worshiping God. Isn't that kind of weird and that kind of funky? Am I freaking anybody's something out tonight? No? This is backwards. We're never doing this again. Just a heads up. The shadow puppets? We're definitely never doing this again. But, so that's something that we can do. We can obey our parents. And actually, that's, you're worshiping God. You can obey your parents as unto the Lord and actually worship God through your actions in that. And so that's great. Another way we can worship God is singing. That's a pretty common way we do that in church. We sing songs. Anybody ever wonder why we sing songs? No? Yes? God likes it. God likes songs. The Bible says to make a joyful noise. Anybody else? So I'm going to have my panel read some verses here. Devin, can you read Psalm 26, 6 through 8?
6 and 7? Yeah. Okay. I will wash my hands in innocence, so I will go about your altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and tell of all your wondrous works.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High.
96:1. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
I will sing of mercy and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises.
And Melody, can you read 147:1?
Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful.
That's good. Thank you. Amen. Your verse is coming up next, so you can be getting ready for that. So that's why we sing, because the Bible says to, right? That's a great way that we can worship God is through singing. So the second point I was going to talk to you guys tonight about is why we worship. The first one was how. Some ways that we obey or worship God is through obedience and through singing. And now I'm going to get into the why we worship. And so one of the reasons, guys, why do we worship?
Why do we worship God?
Okay. Why do we worship God?
Because he loves us and we love him.
Well, good. Why do we worship God?
Because he died for us.
You got any, the Bible says so? Okay. So my first point of why we worship God is just because of who he is. Okay? And so I've got some verses to go along with that. Psalm 96:4. Leo.
Oh.
For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods.
Thank you.
So we worship the Lord because he is great. Good. You guys are paying attention.
117:2.
For his merciful kindness is great. Wait. For his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
Wait. So why in that verse do we worship the Lord? Because he's great. And his merciful kindness endures forever. Amen. 145:3, Melody.
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable.
More about God and who he is and how great he is, okay? So that's the first point of why we worship God, is because of who he is. The second reason why we worship God, anybody want to take a stab at it? I just did, because of who he is. To tell God we love him, that's good. My second point I came up with was because of what he's done for us. Yes, so Leo is going to read for us a very familiar passage. Can anybody guess what it is?
Genesis 1, of course, yeah. No.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you. So what did God do for us? He sent his Son and died on the cross. Okay, 27:5, Psalm.
For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his tabernacle and set me upon a high rock.
So that said that when we're in trouble, we can call out to God and he'll hear us and answer us, right? So that's something else that he does for us, or that he has done for us, is that he hears us when we're in trouble. Okay, so the first reason why we worship God is because of who he is. The second reason is because of what he's done. The third reason, this might be a stretch. I don't think it is, though. It's because God is looking for true worshipers. Okay, and is there John 4:23 on there? You want to read that for us?
But the time is coming, it has in fact come, when what you are called will not matter, and where you go to worship will not matter. It is who you are and the way you live that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That is the kind of people the Father is looking out for, those who are simply and honestly themselves before him in their worship.
Thank you. Everybody give my panel a hand. They can take their seats. So this verse says that it's not about where we go to worship. It's about who we are and how we live our lives, and that we're really honest before God, and that really living a life of obedience and honesty is a great way to worship God. And again, that's one of the reasons why we worship God, is because he's looking for those kinds of people, those kinds of people who are real and aren't fake before him. And the fourth reason, and this will be the last one, that we that we worship God is because when we worship God, we become more like him. How many of you guys have ever been like singing a praise song and then like God will say something like, you shouldn't have talked to your mom that way? And it's like, ouch, dang, where did that come from? I'm singing like Lion of Judah over here, and now I'm thinking about how I talked back to my mom. The deal is, when we worship God, his presence comes down. His presence is there with us as we worship. And so he won't leave us the way we are. If we're sincerely following after him and worshiping him and have that desire to worship him and tell him how great he is, a lot of times certain areas in our lives will be exposed, you know? That's a lot of times why when we're not right with God, we don't really want to worship him, because we don't want to get in his presence, because we know that things aren't right. And when you get into that thing, it's you just, when you get into God's presence, you just realize how much more off you've been, or off you have been. And so remember last couple weeks ago, I talked to you about what we're supposed to do when we mess up. We're supposed to get right back into his presence, even though it might feel weird or awkward or whatever. So those are the four reasons why we worship God. Amen. Hallelujah. One was because of who he is. Number two was? Number three, God is looking for true worshipers. And number four, we worship because when we worship God, we become more like him. And really, that should be the pursuit of everyone who's a Christian, right? So tonight, we did things a little backwards. And for a little while, we're going to have a worship service right now. And I know that we're facing this way. So what I'm going to ask you to do, Aaron's going to get ready, and we're going to go to the front. And things won't be backwards at the end, but they were for most of the time, and the chairs are still backwards. So I'm going to pray. And as I pray, just, you know, get your spirit ready, because we're really going to endeavor to worship God in a new way tonight. Amen? Amen. Okay. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Thank you for sending your son. Thank you for what you've done for us. God, I pray that we would have a better understanding of what it means to worship you. Lord, I pray that it wouldn't just be singing songs, Lord, that we would be actually living a lifestyle of worship to you. Lord, I pray that each person here would have a greater understanding of you and what you're desiring to do in their lives tonight. Lord, I pray that our worship tonight would please you, that it would be a sweet smell to you. God, I pray that as we worship you tonight, strongholds would come down, things would be broken off of our lives that you want to take away. I thank you for doing all these things in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's stand and turn around, and let's just all go to the front tonight. And Aaron's going to lead us in some songs. I just really encourage you guys to really enter in with your whole heart tonight. Use this time to draw closer to God, as he desires to draw closer to you.